Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Pete Gray. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards third. Orengo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray. Moses reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Dickshot reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Michaels goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickshott bunts for an out with unknown description. Hockett moves to third. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Orengo hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Stevens scores. One out. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. Schulte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray. Schock reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels bunts for an out with unknown description. Schock moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to home to get Schock. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh moves to second. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tresh trying to get to home. Martin throws the ball into Mancuso who tags Tresh, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin throws the ball into Gutteridge who tags Nagel, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Moses scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin bunts for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moore is walked intentionally. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo juggles the ball. That's an error on Orengo. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to third. Moore moves to second. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 3 in the game. Gray hits a line drive towards first. Nagel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a line drive towards third. Schult reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-3 in the game. Orengo bunts towards the mound. Jack Hookey fields it and throws to first for the out. Nagel moves to second. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schalk is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nagel scores. Schalk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh bunts towards the mound. Jack Hookey fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk scores. Michaels moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Sam Zaldak pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Milt Burns pinch hits for Sig Jackuki. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Zaldak trying to get to third. Hockett throws the ball into Orengo who tags Zaldak for the out. Two outs. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Milt Burns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shirley moves to second. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-4 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.